Sam. Ossoff to require ID at campaign rally while he fights ID requirements to vote. By Bradley J. on February 6, 2026. Senator John Ossoff, DGA, insists on security when he interacts with the American public but not when Americans cast their ballots. The Georgia senator is requiring government-issued identification for members of the public to attend his election rally Saturday while opposing similar requirements to cast a ballot in elections. Ossoff has emerged as one of the strongest fighters against election security measures. Not only opposing the SAVE Act to require government-issued identification verification to vote but even introducing legislation to enshrine into laws the right to vote without proving one's identity. His bill, the misleadingly labeled Right to Vote Act, would make it harder for states to ensure election integrity by implementing voter ID. John Ossoff is about to vote against the SAVE Act, but is requiring a government-issued ID to get into his rally in Atlanta tomorrow. A campaign account for Representative Mike Collins, RGA, a candidate in the Republican primary to take on Ossoff, posted Friday. There should be more security in American elections than there is to listen to John Ossoff's lies. Ossoff has partnered closely with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, to fight ID requirements, with the two often exploiting the memory of late civil rights icon John Lewis, a Georgian, to do so. It's Jim Crow 2.0, and I called it Jim Crow 2.0. And the right wing went nuts all over the internet, Schumer told MS Now Thursday. That's because they know it's true. What they're trying to do here is the same thing that was done in the South for decades to prevent people of color from voting. He continued, if you can't find a birth certificate or a proper ID, you'll be discriminated against, which he called vicious and nasty. In an effort to create fear in suburban female voters, Schumer also claims that women who get married and change their name will be unable to vote, seeming to suggest that women are not intellectually capable of securing documentation from the DMV or other government agencies to prove their identity. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.